Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim titled his column, Autonomous Internal Transportation Continued. And here's what Jim has to say about that. A category of business where I see little movement towards autonomous vehicles, but where I think there is lots of opportunity, is in maintenance and related activities. Carts for kitting jobs during shutdowns seems to be an area ripe for exploitation. Kitting maintenance jobs has become popular, and if you're not doing this, you should develop a plan to start right now. Why not kit jobs on autonomous carts that are sent to the designated spot on the machine at a designated time? The carts could be preloaded and follow a path to where the work that is defined for the kit is going to occur. Trips on elevators could be included in this activity. If other materials not planned were needed, the craftspeople on the floor could be sent back to the storeroom to get it. With radios, the craftspeople on the floor could have already told the storeroom what they needed, so it could be put on the cart and sent back to the job site. These carts could be equipped with cameras with pan and zoom, so the maintenance managers could keep up with the actual progress on all their jobs from a central location. Lunch and hydration liquids could also be on the carts. Minimize craftspeople's departures from the work area, especially on scheduled critical jobs. Larger autonomous carts could carry rolls, felts, and other heavy supplies to where needed. They could be equipped with self-loading unloading devices, like small ramps that gently lower their loads to the ground and pick up loads, to minimize damage and safety problems. Equipped with load cells, they could confirm to the operators the size of lift they are about to undertake. Taking a weight reading on rolls removed and putting the information in a database would build a precise weight history, which could be used to monitor wear. What else would be an application for such technology? Any auxiliary supplies in totes or bags would be great candidates. These could be carts that stay in situ while their load is being used and equipped again with load cells and GPS, could tell operators their status at any time. Autonomous internal vehicles go back to at least the story I related last week concerning PNG in Cape Girardeau, Missouri in 1977. But in many ways, we are just scratching the surface as far as what is possible here 42 years later. For safety this week, pinches, strains, and other human injuries can be reduced with the devices I have described here. It's time to get on with the adoption of such items. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.